This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two of the officers charged in the shooting death of a Boulder man who called the police when he got his car stuck had court appearances today. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry has more.
Randy Williams, the former Georgetown police chief, and Tim Collins, who was among the first officers on the scene, are charged with failure to intervene when a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed Christian Glass. He called for help and then said he was scared to get out of his own car. Prosecutors charged 8 law enforcement officers in Glass's death, including 6 officers for failing to stop the escalation and wrongdoing, which is a misdemeanor. The 2 who were in court on Tuesday have another court date in May. The former deputy who killed Glass has a trial set for later this summer. He is charged with second-degree murder. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado heart attack patients are getting help from a new program. Due to transportation or financial hurdles, many often skip in-person rehab. So Kaiser Permanente provided patients with a smartwatch and a remote blood pressure monitoring system. The device sends data to a medical record. Cardiologist Lucas Marzek says a provider will meet a patient remotely to discuss rehab, exercise, and nutrition.
I think it's promising because it really addresses and ameliorates some of the barriers that people face when they're struggling to engage in care.
He says readmissions to the hospital dropped to 2% for those in the program, much lower than the national average after cardiac rehab. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.